chance at Spain.
Hello, hi everyone. It's a great pleasure to welcome all of you to a new program in English for half an hour. This is an original version, our broadcast in English, as you know, hosted by the UMH Radio in Elche, Costa Blanca, Spain, since 2010. And this is Pierre Vives speaking, with my two amazing colleagues. First, the lady, my beloved Araceli Garrido.
Hello, Pierre. Hello, everyone.
Hello. And then the gentleman, my good friend Joan Andreu.
Hello there, you both.
Hello, Maris. And thank you to all of you to make it possible. We will introduce three guests we are really glad to interview today. It's first, an Erasmus student from Croatia. And also a love story from Romania. And finally, a computer developer in finance. Hope to learn a lot about him. Thank you for accepting our invitation with that enthusiasm you have shown from the very beginning. So, Araceli.
Tell me, Pierre.
We'll begin with...
With computers?
Yeah. Sounds great.
Okay, I need to tap something. It's some command.
Yeah. We'll learn a lot about finance. We need it right now.
Finance, computers.
We're almost on holidays, so we need it, definitely.
And English, of course. Wow.
An English gentleman, Alan Waterman. Hello, hi.
Hi, Pierre. Hi, Araceli. Hello.
Alan just arrived from London, I think just a few hours ago. Arrived here. How are things there?
Cold as usual, although we've had some nice weather over the winter, but this week Easter is looking quite cold and quite miserable, so pleased to be here.
Okay.
I just about made my check-in this morning by about 2 minutes, so I almost wasn't here.
I think it would be interesting for everyone to know, to tell us how we met, because we met you, Pierre, and me met you a few months ago in an interesting event happening in Elche every 2 weeks. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. So we meet every couple of weeks there's in a square in the centre of Elche. There's a bar called St. Patrick's and Flaherty's. And a group of us meet up together and we do kind of like a half an hour or an hour, speak in English, help each other. Then we switch and we do Spanish and we just talk about whatever's interesting and hang out, I guess, but also help each other with language and make any corrections that we hear along the way. So it's a good way of meeting people and also improving your language in a kind of really relaxed social atmosphere. It's a lot of fun.
So, so we can invite all our public to come to join us.
All the people listening to us are invited to practice and learn it.
Remember our Facebook page in original version, mm-hmm. and you can join us from that way. And please come. And you'll have some fun, and you can practice your English, or you can practice your Spanish too if you want to.
Of course.
Yeah, we have an event this weekend going on. Actually, on Saturday, we're doing something a bit different. Instead of doing our meetup, which we do in the centre of Elche, we're going to try and take it a bit further afield and go and do some hiking on Mr. Senderismo mm-hmm. there. So we can perhaps be in a different environment, do some hiking, enjoy, if the weather's good, that and the scenery, but also an opportunity to mm-hmm. practice languages and perhaps use different vocabulary because we'll be in a different environment.
This is mens sana in corpore sano. No? We are going to learn, we are going to exercise. Everything is going to be complete.
Make sure that it will be held at in any Sunday. Then I could join, of course.
Sunday next time.
I'll bring some Erasmus people too.
Okay.
So we'll have a great time together. Mm-hmm. Hope you'll join us. So, Alan, you just arrived from the UK and, you're living in Spain also. Can we say that? Really.
I have a residency. I spent half of the last 5 years living in Spain and half in the UK. You know, I think that to me, like I love both countries, but they offer like completely different experiences for me as a person. Obviously, you know, I love Spain. I think the culture is incredible. It's vibrant. You have incredible festivals, incredible food. The scenery is great. You can walk and hike everywhere. Loads of freedom. And, you know, I guess in England, you've got other advantages. You know, we have a great music scene. We've got very vibrant culture. Like, I live near London, so we've got great theatre, museums. Mm-hmm. You more or less have the whole of the world in one city. You can eat in a different restaurant from every, you know, where mm-hmm. people from that country are cooking food from you. And I find, you know, it's easier as well to make money in England. So it's always, you know, I find that between the two, I can almost have, like, my ideal life because but I can't get either of those from unfortunately one of the countries, but
you can get the best of both countries.
Yeah, and it's only 2 hours. Yeah. 2 hours, so it's yeah, it's so a good deal. And it's
you found the balance. Yeah,
exactly.
Spain for leisure, England for money. Could we say
yeah,
that?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Do you miss when you're here? Well, you're having fun in Spain. You're living here for leisure. Do you miss any things from your country, from UK?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that where even if you love another country and you spend a lot of time there and you have friends there and you earn money there and you have, you know, just a good life there, you still, your home is always your home. And I always have my friends from when I was very young, you know, and you can't replace those things. You can't bring them with you. So things like that, yeah, I think that they are what they are and that you can't take that with you. So some things, yeah.
And now I want to know something more about your job. I told you were a specialist in finance. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, I do my best to keep it accessible because I think with, you know, it can be quite a boring subject. You've got, you know, literally...
Maybe not that boring. We need money.
Wow. Yes, tell us what we have to do to be rich. That's the only thing we want to know.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, so my job, I deal with, like, I work in a credit card company and literally as we've just been doing this interview, we've had millions of transactions that get processed. And what my job is to do is to take this meaningless data that's just millions of rows of data and to try and make it into something that is accessible that people can look at and understand what's happening in the business and make decisions to drive that business, you know, in a way that's going to improve the performance. So my job is to take that data, put it into some packages. We have what we call business information packages, examples, Tableau, ClickView. Mm-hmm. These are the systems that can crunch millions of rows of data. Mm-hmm. What it's known as in that area is big data. Mm-hmm. This is what Google process, you know, when they do massive web data pools. And we try and make it accessible so that anyone can just play with it mm-hmm. in real time, manipulate it. If they want to see, for example, show me demographic, I just want to see how many women bought whatever it is mm-hmm. Between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock on a Sunday in Madrid. Well, we can play with a few filters mm-hmm. and we can quickly find out the answer. So that's really what business information is, and that's kind of what I do. But mm-hmm. Trying to sort of tell you briefly what it is because it can be quite boring. But I also do a lot of kind of coding. So instead of having a lot of mouse clicks and playing around with the numbers that can really mm-hmm. take a lot of time, I write scripts so that a lot of my reports and data work automatically pull overnight. Mm-hmm. So when I arrive at work in the morning, a lot of my work's done, and that's the programming side of it. So mm-hmm. that's the
technical
part.
Are you passionate about your job? I see.
I am passionate. Yeah, it's not like, you know.
We know that.
Yeah, it's a different thing to get passionate about. It's not like you know, going dancing at night or getting drunk or anything like that. It's not glamorous. No, it's not like going to premieres for
movies. But it's exciting. I think that those kind of transactions, movements, and money here, money there, it's exciting as well. It's like in the films, you know.
Oh. And talking about movies, we know that you love Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a good film. Yeah.
Are you a freak or not?
Yeah, tell us. Geek or freak?
Yeah, geek or freak.
Freak or not?
I enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed it more than Pierre, but... Yeah, they tried to roll three movies into one there, or maybe all six into one. I think they did a good job on that. Maybe you don't need to go and watch the previous ones if you see the latest one, that is.
Did you see it in Spanish or English?
I saw it in Spanish.
Spanish,
yeah,
oh.
Which means...
And what about that?
How come? Did you
read
it okay?
Yeah, I think that's the advantage. I can now see it again in English, and it'd be like seeing it the first time, because I'll understand it, so...
Did you see it another time later?
I will do. I will do. I'm sure there's things that I missed, but it's a good movie to be able to pick up because you already know a lot about it before you switch on and watch it. So much more difficult for me to watch a movie that I haven't seen. I don't understand really what the environment is and what the story is, because in movies, you know, they try and suggest things indirectly rather than when I have a conversation with anyone else and everyone talks directly, this happened or that happened, and it's very clear. That's why I do lose a lot of meaning when it comes to watching movies.
So
after the cinema, we went to the theater too, I must say that.
Yes. We are a quite cultural group.
This is
theater, cinema, and now music.
And now what about music? I really love Depeche Mode.
Got me too.
Again, we are back, and now with a civil engineer, and his name is George Vokim from Romania, from Bucharest, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Hello, thank
Hello.
You.
And we were talking about such a love story. Tell us why are you here exactly, George?
So. Where should I begin? So actually, it's simple. My girlfriend, it's an Erasmus student here in Elche, and I came here for her, for learning some Spanish, and just for having a nice time here.
George is doing quite well learning Spanish because he has been living 1 year and a half in Italy. And
so you also speak Italian?
Yeah, Italian, yeah.
Italiano meglio dello spagnolo? Better, maybe?
Yeah, my
right
Italian
now.
Is quite good, actually.
Yeah, more fluent, I think.
Yeah, I'm fluent in Italian.
But I think you understand quite well Spanish, as you speak Romanian and Spanish.
Yeah, I can understand.
You can understand.
You're a perfect candidate for our group of meetups, for our meetups.
Yeah, I would love to join you.
A rich contribution of languages.
No doubt.
So we've got two new friends for it. And tell us about your studies. You have been studying in Bucharest at university?
Yeah, I've been studying in Bucharest. I've finished my studies in 2011. And after that, I've got a job for 2 years or so in this field, in the engineering field. And after that, I don't know, I felt like I need to change something. So I went to Italy for...
Which part in Italy? Where
in
exactly?
Piemonte.
Piemonte.
Yeah.
Torino.
Close to Turin. Yeah.
And tell us something about your Italian experience, and now also something about your Spanish one.
So the Italian experience. Actually, Italy, it's a beautiful country. Piemonte, I was living surrounded by mountains.
It's a very beautiful place.
Yeah, it's a nice place to live. And I love Italy.
I love
all about Italy. I love the food. I love the people. I love the architecture, the city. Your
girlfriend
everything.
Is Italian or Romanian? Tell us.
No, my girlfriend is from Romania also.
Okay. I was thinking about Italy.
But you both love the Mediterranean, as I see. For Italy, now Spain. Mm. Next time, where?
Portugal.
Yeah.
Portugal. Well, that's not so Mediterranean.
God knows.
Well?
God knows. I don't know.
God knows. All right, but do you think about keeping on moving, or next time just coming back to Romania? To Romania. Yes, I'm right.
We are thinking about this. We do not have a established plan.
Yeah, you're young.
Would it be a tough decision?
And well, we want to know something about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So
yes, well.
We know enough things about you now. We need to know something
this
about
boys
her.
These boys want to gossip a little bit, you know? So.
Yeah, you know. This is not the right program.
Are you
program
happy here in Spain, in Elche? Did you like it?
Yeah, I'm here for 3 weeks.
Three weeks only.
You're
discovering.
It's
now.
Great. The just weather is not as I expected.
Not today. Wow.
Not today, but tomorrow we'll promise
it's a common.
You.
Yeah,
this will be better.
I found Elche. No, I found Spain pretty amazing. The people, I really love people in here. Yeah.
They are clever boys.
Yeah, I'm.
Yeah,
I'm
you can come back to our program.
You can come back. Yes.
Yeah. So about my girlfriend, she's 26. She's from Romania.
What's she doing here?
She studies.
Yeah. What is she studying?
No, she's studying like audiovisual stuff.
Ah, okay, audiovisual stuff.
Yeah,
like cinema, TV.
Pretty precise.
Okay, I'm interested about your girl. Sorry, I'm an actor. I'm an actor.
That
I
sounds
must say,
bad.
yeah. I must say exactly that. I'm an actor too. So I'm also working on a TV, on a radio, and. Yes. I do some cinema, so that's the reason why I told you that.
She can
don't
be a
be
good
afraid.
Contact.
So if she speaks in English, she can come to maybe next time, and you can come.
Yeah,
too.
She's fluent in Spanish, English, and
so she will come too, huh? Okay, so thank you, Georgia. And now, what about traveling to another beautiful, really country I really love very much?
Croatia,
my beloved Croatia, with Ivan Valicic.
Hello to everyone.
Hi.
Hello, dobro. And you are studying here at the UMH Radio. You're in Erasmus. You're studying engineering, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm studying here. I'm on Erasmus. This is my final year of studying. So I chose Spain because I love this country and people, food and everything. So I picked it to gain some new experience before I find a job and everything else.
Okay, I will tell a secret today. My first love was from Croatia.
Your first love?
Yeah.
Really? Huh?
That's all.
It's
next time I'll tell
country.
Something else. That's enough. So no one knew that.
you will be interviewed by us next time.
Yeah, I think you can leave it there.
So, definitely. Okay.
Croatia. So. Well, you are from Zagreb.
I'm from Zagreb, yeah, the capital. Uh-huh.
The capital.
So you're not that close from the sea?
No, because it's pretty small country, so everything is close by.
Yeah.
For example, from Zagreb to the coast, you need only about 2 hours, more or less, depending where you plan to go.
It is becoming a country for really for tourists.
Yeah, for tourism. In the last few years, it really became a great country for tourism. Of course, it was also before that, but now I see it mentioned in a lot of movies, TV series. Game of Thrones is filmed in Dubrovnik in Croatia. Yeah, so
it's a beautiful Dubrovnik.
Yeah, it's amazing. It looks really pretty.
Ivan, do you think that the entrance of Croatia in the European Union made people more interested in Croatia, especially in tourism?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it has some connections because a lot of people heard about Croatia after Croatia entering the European Union, but it's not only about that, because a lot of people, especially from Europe, they knew about Croatia even before, so they went and on vacations there. So, but now it's more people. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a Mediterranean country. The weather, I think, is like more like here.
Yeah, yeah, more or less.
And Game of Thrones is definitely the key to tourism now.
And now I'd like to hear our three guests today telling us about funny things that happened to them.
Since they are here? Or
sorry?
Since they are here?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Funny things about, I don't know, what things do you find were strange from Spain are
different
are
similar?
Yeah. So maybe, I don't know, they are thinking, I think.
What has happened here to you since you are here that is different? I mean, cultural differences or something funny, anecdotes, for example, the language. Are you doing well with the language?
With language, I'm pretty okay because I understand almost everything, but...
You speak Italian too, maybe?
Yeah, I spoke...
Quite usual in Croatia.
Yeah, people in Croatia know
speak
a lot
German
of languages.
Speak German or Italian?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty similar in Croatia. People are pretty similar, so is the environment and everything, but for example... for me, it was really strange when you meet people in Spain. It's usual to kiss them in both cheeks, and because of that, I had a few pretty awkward situations because my first instinct is to give hand to people, or if someone is really my friend, hug them. But here, it works differently. Yeah,
we are
so.
Really lovely people.
What do you think about that point, Georgia?
About kissing the people.
when they just
I
met.
Love it.
yeah, it's kind of a new thing also for me. Because in Romania, we don't
shake
do
hands,
that like
maybe.
A usual thing. Yeah, we shake hands. But I found myself in trouble because I always try to kiss the wrong cheek first.
So yeah. Everybody same as Italians.
It used to happen in Italy too. Uh-huh.
It's something you have to learn before coming here.
Exactly.
You know, like protocol or manners.
Exactly.
You need more than language.
More than language, culture is important.
Culture is important. And Alan,
tell us. Slightly different take on the same thing. I mean, I've been in England. I would kiss like my English girlfriends on both cheeks, but when I meet someone like an English girl in Spain, it'd be a bit odd because say they may be with their Spanish female friends and I'll kiss them on both cheeks, and then when it's turned to sort of kiss the English girl, I'll just shake her hand, you know. It's just you just don't do that in England, not when you first meet someone, maybe when you've met them two or three times, but not the first time. You wouldn't kiss a woman.
Yes, here it takes long to greet your friends here, you know. You have to kiss everyone. Maybe 5 minutes later you start talking, but first kiss everyone.
And one of the other things that was maybe, you know, struck me as being quite different to when I was in England. So when I was first, I used to live in Granada, and the weather was there obviously is very hot. I remember the first time when I was in the real hot season, like July, August time, it was like 40 degrees. I was at home and I was like, okay, it's really warm. I'm going to have to open the window. And I thought, no, this is much worse. I need to close it. But in England, if it's warm, you open the window and that solves all your problems. But in Spain, you close the window. It's just different.
Yeah. So culture must be a subject together with the language.
So finally, this is almost the end. So we want to know which are your projects here for the next days. Next month in Spain.
For these holidays, maybe?
For these holidays.
Easter.
Easter, yeah.
Even?
I think I'll stay here because I just arrived 1 month ago. So I won't go back to Croatia to see my family for Easter holidays. And for the future, the plan is, of course, to learn Spanish, to speak more fluently, and to work on my master's thesis to finish my university, so mm-hmm. I can find a job when I'm done with my university.
They are in your country, or you don't mind where to work?
I'm not sure. For now, I'm not sure, but I'm open to any ideas, so I don't know for now.
Maybe okay. In Spain also?
Maybe. You never know. No, I really like Spain, so you never know.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. And, George.
So I'll be here too for the Easter, because I'm actually an Orthodox. And mm-hmm.
Don't celebrate it.
Yeah, we celebrate it, but
in a different way after.
In a different date.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'll be here.
Okay. And what about you, Alan?
I've just got a couple of days. I'm going to see some friends. I'm also going to work a day or two here. I'm going to catch up on Acacias 38, which I was watching when I was here last. Kind of enjoying that. And I'm also, no one yet has told me if... La Duquesa de Alba, did her boyfriend get the money? That's the other thing I need to find out.
Really? Tell us. We want to hear it well. Please, repeat, Alan.
Yeah, well, no, I'm curious if the Duquesa de Alba, when she died, I didn't know, is it Felipe? If he got the money or not.
I don't remember his name.
I forget.
Alfonso?
Alfonso, yes. I think it was Alfonso.
I met her in Seville,
you know?
Met
her? Really? Did you dance Sevillanas with her?
The poor woman was not dancing.
I prefer flamenco. I prefer flamenco, definitely.
Not because of the Duquesa. She was really a good dancer.
She was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he got the money.
He got it.
Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know.
Okay, it's almost finished, and now it's almost time for the Eurovision Song Contest. Oh. Are you interested in? Because it looks like this is the Eurovision Song Contest place today. We've got many countries, many people from different countries.
Do you follow the contest?
In Croatia?
Yeah, usually it's been followed by a lot of people, but in the last few years the interest is kind of lower every year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about in Romania?
It's a big event, but it's not my type of event.
It's not your type of event. That's my dream to do something there. Wow. I want to be the host.
The host.
I'm living in Spain, and Spain must win. So that's only
what country would you represent? You know?
In the 68.
I just want to be the host. I don't care about
that. No country.
I'm European, definitely.
European.
Yeah.
We are European.
We are all European here. And Alan, what about you?
Well, at the moment, you might be aware we're having a debate in the UK whether or not we're going to remain in the European Union or leave.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, one of the main reasons for leaving...
Yeah. You are always voting for things.
Yeah. One of the main reasons for leaving, actually, is going to be, I think, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes, it's a point.
So, thank you very much, all of you. It has been a big, big pleasure. Mm-hmm. And please, come back. I think you must tell us a lot of things about your Spanish, as you're improving your Spanish and knowing each time better. Yeah.
And all the finance, we want to be rich, Alan, remember?
Yeah.
And advise us what to do with our poor money.
Under the mattress.
Will do, yeah. Just waiting to hear as well what happened with Pierre and his first love as well.
So thank you for accepting our invitation, and hope to see you soon here
in the
original version, UMH Radio. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.